Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Right before me, my newfound hippie side. Once ignore these conspiracies online. Out the window, sign me up now, make sure you use your smart. Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Would your children
side? Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome, Smart Health Talk listeners. Well, we want pets around us because we sense there is something healing about them. Well, it turns out there is. Pets can reduce our blood pressure just by sitting in our lap and letting us pet them. And trust me, that's a very positive and powerful thing. We are learning that dogs have the ability to do things like detect skin, colon, and other types of cancer by just smelling your skin or your breath. Inmates that have been involved in training service dogs receive psychosocial rehabilitation, something not normally offered in prisons, and become certified in training dogs, so they actually come out of prison with a skill that they can use. And we found that this is like really having a positive impact on inmates. And then we end up with this great service dog that, of course, can change the life of someone that is has a disability. So that's a real win-win situation. Pets can be such an important part of our life, but they're also a big responsibility because they need care and they can get sick. Just like a child, there are many things to think about and do if you want to keep your pet healthy. Sometimes they can get so sick that it's overwhelming and there doesn't seem to be any right choices. We hear that vaccines are important, but then we hear that they are risky. So you wonder, if I do this, am I risk killing my dog? Some pets can be so struck with severe allergies that it leaves them scratching so much that they hurt themselves, and medications do not always work. You have to be careful with what might seem like a safe medication. For example, flea treatments can actually contain poisons that target your nervous system. So you know, how do you know that your little 5-pound dog isn't getting too much versus like if you had a 100-pound dog? So it's, every single dog is different and you could actually, you know, give them too much poison. So we're going to look at like some of these issues and much more today and get you some answers. Because we have Dr. Al Plechner, who's been a veterinarian, forget this, 50 years. I mean, is that like experience or what? And he has healed like all kinds of animals. And Dr. Plechner, he's not just your average veterinarian either. He has compassion that runs deep, and this has like driven him to look for new answers on how to help these animals get better. After treating thousands of pet patients, Dr. Plechner was able to identify some patterns and markers that led him to some revolutionary discoveries in the cause of allergies and different illnesses. He has a new book coming out entitled 50 Years of Healing, Dr. Plechner's Perspective on a Half a Century of Curing Animals Many Had Given Up On. Dr. Plechner, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you just great. Thank you so much for joining us here on Smart Health Talk today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it, Lane.
Well, you know, we're thrilled to have you. And, you know, people love their pets, and the information that you have, you know, to share with us today, I just know it's going to make a big difference in the lives of people's pets and the life that they have together. And I know that, you know, they're going to be thrilled to have your advice and some things that they can do to help their dog in a way that doesn't cause even more problems, which can, you know, that can happen too. So your book, I read through it. I found it to be like a perfect reference tool, and the information that you offer could be, you know, life-changing, because just knowing how to deal with certain conditions, like if you make a wrong decision, it can be like devastating financially and emotionally. And I'm sure that you have seen a lot of that in your practice, and it's easy for people to fall into those pitfalls. But your book, I found it to be like really easy to read. So if people need some just certain information, it's very easy to find it in your book and just skim through and get the answers that you need. So it's a great reference tool. And like 50 years of experience, I thought, you know, we could start off with you giving us a little bit of a short history, but I don't know if that's possible when you have your kind of background. But I was hoping that you could try, and if maybe you could tell us some positive things that pets do for us that keeps us healthy that maybe we're not even aware of.
Well, I think one of the most wonderful things in the world is a pet. They don't judge you. They love you. You can talk to them. They are the ultimate, I think. And I think more people are relating to them, too. And they add so much to your life and your family's life. They're a member of your family, and the children love them. And, you know, I think the future of our world, as you know, happens to be with our children and their animals. And so they're very, 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 very important. And they're something that is, you know, tremendously wonderful and many times can make up for a member of the family that you don't have or you've lost. And They're real, real, real special. And, you know, from my standpoint, from a veterinarian, having the opportunity to be given the gift to be able to treat these animals is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It is a responsibility, because everything you do, you only want to do to help that animal and help that owner make the right decisions. So, you know, I love my animals.
And so you've been practicing for 50 years. Do you have any idea, like, how many animals that you've treated over all that time?
Gosh, you know, it's hard to say. You know, with my clinical studies with looking at the cause of catastrophic diseases in dogs, cats, horses, and even bighorn sheep and people, I think I've been involved with over probably 200,000 cases, if you will.
That's amazing.
And I've seen more than that, but these are the special areas where I think I can make a difference. In, as I say, with a catastrophic disease in an animal or a person, to literally show them the cause of it as opposed to just trying to treat the effects.
So that's what you get in your book. You get 50 years of experience working with all these different animals and, you know, not just doing everyday treatment, but looking past that and trying to find new ways to treat them. And you've done such a great job in this book. I mean, there are things in there that I read, I thought, gosh, people just, this one thing right here could make, like, such a big difference. So, you know, I can, you know, 50 years of experience into this book right here, and trust me, people, it is, like, very, very worth it. So you start off in your book just to kind of give people, you know, some advice on, like, how to pick the right pet. And you said that it should, like, fit into their family. Could you, like, give us just some advice on a couple of tips on how to achieve that?
Well, I think depending on, you know, what is the position your pet is going to take in your family? You know, are you an older couple, a single person? You know, what kind of a pet do you want that you can offer to that pet a wonderful, you know, life, but that pet can also be part of your life? So a lot of your life, I think, depends on the pet that you get involved with. If you're a jogger, obviously you're going to want a dog that's going to be able to run with you for many, many miles. If, in fact, you just want something for the family, you want something that's happy with a great disposition, that the kids can pull on their ears and tail and love them and roll around with them, that's a different type of a dog again. If you're into sporting dogs, and you want a dog that can do obedience. You want a dog that possibly can retrieve. You want a dog that you can take with you out in the boat and be a buddy with you. You have to kind of decide on what your needs are, and then you look into the animal population to find out, obviously, what their needs are, too, but how they'll fit into your family and be a member of your family.
So what about, like, those puppy mills? How do you avoid, of course, you know, the first thing is we always, you know, hope that, you know, people can go to the animal shelter and adopt one of those dogs. But how do you avoid, like, those puppy mills? Because some people may choose to buy their dog in a pet store or online.
Well, you need to one, find out where the puppy came from or where the kitten came from. And a number of years ago, I passed legislation with David Roberti, Senator Roberti, making sure that any of the puppies that were coming into the state, so on and so forth, had to be at least 8 weeks of age with teeth, so on and so forth, and got to a point where the pet shops had to be responsible for any medical problems that did come along. I did a show on Geraldo and took three pets back with me that were genetically crippled when the people, you know, bought them. And so you've got to, one, see if you can see what the parents are, what they look like, see if you can see what their disposition is, the history of the parents, see where they came from, see where the origin of that puppy began. And you can pretty much tell. And again, like I say, you know, you need to basically, with so many of these neat animals that are down in the animal shelters, you need to take your family down there and pick one of them. You know, and when you talk about the beauty of, which is a beauty, is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing, to have a mama a dog have puppies. But the point of the issue is, before you would even think about doing anything like that, you need to go down and look in the face of these innocent puppies that are probably going to be put to sleep. So you really can't justify breeding, and puppy mills are just something that are horrendous. They really are. I did a five-night thing on Channel 7 on puppy mills, and this has been a number of years ago. So we've been looking at that situation for a long time, and what you basically can do to avoid it is find out where the puppy came from, see what their parents are, and often, like I say, either go to the pound or even buy locally.
Okay, well, that's some, like, really great advice, because, I mean, that can be a devastating, they can come with all kinds of illnesses, and it can just, you fall in love with it, and then it gets sick. So, you know, another thing that we want to talk about that we're going to is, we have to take a break right now, but when we come back, is, you know, how to pick a pet food, and much, much more than that. So, everyone, stay tuned.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
Naya, 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 recycle. Naya, 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 recycle.
Naya, Canada's most environmentally conscious bottled water, is very proud to announce that its already recyclable bottles are now made from 100% recycled plastic. Naya is the first bottled spring water in the world to do that. So in addition to its recycling activities, Naya uses no new plastic to make its water bottles.
Naya, Naya, Naya.
A natural source of progress.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Dr. Al Plechner, and he's a veterinarian with 50 years of experience, and he's guessed that he's treated probably about 200,000 different animals during that time. So we're really lucky to have him here because he's a wealth of information. And we were going to talk about how to buy a pet food. And I think, you know, I'm not sure how many people out there remember, but it wasn't that long ago that there was a big pet food scare that literally killed animals. And you talk about in your book how to pick a food. And so could you tell us, like, what we should look for on the label to know that we're making a good choice? And could you tell us what you think about, like, preservatives in dog food and cat food and that?
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. I think you know my background. many, many years ago, I created the first non-meat commercial food in this country, if not in the world, did all the lamb and rice, did the limited antigen diet, which were duck and potato, venison, rabbit, so on and so forth. So food has been something I've been interested in because I was trying to find out if foods, in fact, were causing problems in animals. And a number of years ago, even now, oftentimes what's on the label is not what's in the can or bag. So from a consumer standpoint in trying to pick a pet food that's healthy for your animal, what you have to realize is usually the first three ingredients of that food are 90% of that diet, first of all. Secondly, good nutrition is simple. So the longer the label, the worse the nutrition. I think that makes sense.
Okay.
With decent foods, often you don't need preservatives. Why would you need a preservative? And so many of the foods say, well, you have to have this, you have to have that. Sometimes they put preservatives in to create and hold the color of the food. They do it if it's condemned, contaminated foods. Unfortunately, we had passed a law with Roberti again. I had making it illegal to use condemned, contaminated foods of any sort or ingredients of any sort here in the state of California. I understand they're not paying attention to that any longer. So many times, preservatives are put in to keep bacterial count down, so on and so forth. So when you're looking, say, for a food for your pet, I think, one, look for something that's fairly simple. Make sure that, for example, if you say it's a meaty treat, I analyzed something on TV a number of years ago where the company had said, it's a meaty treat, it's a wonderful beef diet, so on and so forth. Well, the fifth ingredient, not the first, not the second, not the third, the fifth, was a small amount of beef, which meant probably the bull went by the barn and waved his hoof.
Okay.
That's about it. So, yeah, you look for fillers, byproducts. Byproducts can be fine if, in fact, they list what they are. However, byproducts cannot be fine, too, if they are feathers, wattles, beaks, horns, hair, the whole bit.
So they'll put all that stuff in there too, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's all there.
Wow.
That's why you have to, be careful. In the old days, what I would have people do is if they picked a dry food, for example, I'd have them put a small amount in a bowl of water and then pour some hot water on it and watch what came to the surface. You'd see oil slicks, you'd see hair, you'd insect lay, all kinds of goofy things. The foods are a lot better now. And I think what happened, too, is with where I went when I was creating these foods with this particular company, what happened was people became aware of the fact that it was a safer food, it was a better food, and in buying it, it hurt the other manufacturers in the pocketbook, if you will. And what they did was they acquiesced. That's why you're seeing now limited antigen diets. Your duck, potato, you're looking at venison, rabbit, fish, some of these other things that they're putting into the foods. The hang-up is that they're using now a lot of sweet potato because people look at it. They've designed the foods so the owners will say, gee, that's something I'd like to eat, so sure, I'm going to feed it to my best buddy. The point of the issue is there are things like sweet potatoes, as you already know, Elaine, they're very high in estrogen. And with an allergy patient, that's probably the worst thing you can do. So I think, read the label, look at the label, make sure it's simple. Check with your veterinarian or check with, like yourself, a dietitian, somebody that really knows something about it, that knows fillers, knows that beet pulp is probably not a good fiber. Tomato pumice is, however, tomato pumice, again, is a little bit high in estrogen. But it is a better, if you will, fiber than the beet pulp.
Well, I think, some of the things that you said are just, like, so important that if people could just remember those, like, the first of all, always remember that the first ingredient that's listed on the label is the ingredient that there's the most of. So it goes down from there. So the first couple of ingredients.
The first three, if they're 90% of most diets.
That's an interesting number. I really like, that probably works for most labels, though, right?
Oh, yeah, I think for almost all labels, yeah, the first three ingredients are probably 90% of that diet. So when you see corn, you see rice polish, you see other things. I mean, you look at it going, come on, just look at the first three. And that in itself would probably tell you whether you even want to get involved with that food or not.
All right. So what would you suggest would be the best ingredients for the first three ingredients?
Well, you're going to want some sort of a good protein, whether it's fish, chicken, beef, you know, buffalo, whatever they're putting into the foods right now. So you want a protein. You probably want a decent carbohydrate, whether it's rice, whether it's possibly white potato, something like that. And then you may want to see what kind of, if they're putting veggies in, see what else you're doing to balance that food out, balance that diet out. But like I say, if it is, you know, you look at it, you're going, oh, my gosh, look at all these things. And look at, they say, well, vitamins, so on and so forth. A lot of stuff is bogus only because I think with cooking and in heating the whole bit, as you know, it destroys. So many of the vitamins are not biologically active anyway. And then to go ahead and fuss with them with heating and extruding and doing all the rest of this stuff, it just doesn't cut it. So I like a short diet, literally, that maybe has 5, 6, 7 things in it. Healthy things.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a good rule of thumb. And we only have about another minute or so before we have to take another break. But I would like to just go ahead and start this other subject. We have talked about mineral supplements on the show.
Correct.
As important for people. How important are they for animals? And what is your first recommendation to use when trying to make sure they're getting all the minerals that they need?
Well, the thing is, they're very, very important for, I think, all living creatures, including plants, you name it. And one of the issues, our soils have been overworked agriculturally, and so many of our trace minerals are not there. And nobody's been really identifying trace mineral deficient diseases, if you will. And what's happening now is that you can't eat healthy. You can eat better, but you can't eat healthy because if these micronutrients aren't there that are so vitally important in biochemical enzymatic reactions in the body to fulfill the needs of the cells in the body, if it's not there, you will end up with diseases. And so I researched this particular micronutrient deposit with a negative ion 30 years ago, and I've used it. It works well for people, and it's chelated. So if the body doesn't need it, the body's not going to pick it up. And it's got great things for osteoporosis to avoid that.
And dogs get that.
Well, they get all kinds of problems. And the thing is, with calcium supplementation, with larger breeds from puppyhood on, so many of the breeders are concerned about calcium supplementation only because they worry the bones may grow too quickly and may get malformation and come up with various osteogenic problems down the road. The neat part about using something like premium calcium montbrillonite is the calcium in it is chelated. So as the patient grows, puppy, horse, person, whatever, their body will determine how much of that calcium they pick up. So you're not going to get over-mineralization because it is chelated. If their body doesn't need it, it goes in one end and out the other. So it's really, really significant. It's going to become more significant as time goes on because this particular calcium montbrillonite chelates out heavy metals. We're seeing heavy metals in our foods in people and animals. We have pesticides. It'll neutralize pesticides. And one of the interesting things is with this strong negative ion, it literally will neutralize radiation. And that's why Chernobyl and that's why Fukushima now have all used this type of a living clay with their cement to cover up their nuclear reactors. You're going to see this with incidental radiation here in this country, going through your airport, you go to the dentist, your physician, whatever, where you're exposed to radiation. This particular type of a calcium montbrillonite is going to be phenomenally important.
Wow, that's fascinating. Okay, we're gonna keep on this subject when we get back, and I'm sure you're gonna want to hear more of what Dr. Pleckner has to say. So stay tuned.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at SmartHealthTalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back to Smart Health Talk. We're here with Dr. Pleckner. He's a veterinarian with 50 years of experience, and we were just talking about minerals and the key role that they play in our pets' health and our health, too. But I really like what you said, Dr. Pleckner, about the fear with calcium supplements, even though we know that minerals play a key role in, you know, our pet as they're growing, whether it's, you know, a dog, a cat, a horse. You know, and I was just thinking, gosh, you know, with the minerals from the very beginning, because I'm thinking about this because I have a 4.5-month-old puppy named Duke, and, you know, I'm thinking, gosh, given this when he's a small puppy, I'm actually helping to build a really strong adult dog by making sure he's getting a regular...
Definitely. And the thing, too, the neat part about this is with that heavy negative ion, what happens is... this natural product will take supplements, will take vitamins, will take foods and things directly through the cell wall to the mitochondria for more energy and oxygen, and this has been proven. And the other end of the stick, which is kind of interesting, is too, with, say, kidney disease, where there's a problem where the nitrogenous waste products are starting to build up in the blood. This calcium montmorillonite literally will concentrate that nitrogen, that waste product, into the intestines for excretion. And, of course, we don't see a lot of this in animals, but in people with gout, uric acid, it does the same thing. You know, it's interesting because all these important features are all natural. This is something that Mother Nature did. This is man-made, and it's kind of helping to correct all the horrible things we've done to our environment, as we all realize. You know, it's giving us an opportunity to keep our systems clean, fund our systems with those micronutrients that are so necessary for proper growth and health and maintenance of the body. And it's a wonderful thing. And as I say, I've used it for over 30 years. I think my first paper I published involving 5,000 animals was in 1985. In November of Pet Age magazine. And so I've been aware of this for a long time. We use it up in North Idaho where I live. I'm back and forth. And we've had a barren moose up there now, a cow that's had no calves for 2 years. The last 2 years on this type of a calcium montmorillonite that we put out for, she basically has had a calf each time. Our elk have all twins and triplets. I mean, every place you go, the birds do so much better. They're more vital. Their shells are harder. The infant mortality is way down. I mean, it works in everything. It works in plants, anything living.
It's kind of like just the life force inside of us.
And it's making up for everything that we've done that's horrible in the soils. We really, really are. And so it's a vital thing. It's going to become so important. It is now, but it's going to become very, very important as time goes on. And when there is a realization that, in fact, without certain micronutrients in the soil, horrible things happen. There's a young basketball player a number of years ago that basically died on the court from an aneurysm, so the aorta ruptured, so on and so forth, and was traced, his background was traced back to a Midwestern town, as I understand it, where the incidence of aneurysm is 4 times higher than the rest of the country, and they feel it's because there's no copper in the soil. So there's some significant things. As time goes on, you are going to see some specific disorders that people and animals unfortunately suffer from based upon a lack of a certain micronutrient. And with this being chelated with like 57 different micronutrients in it, you pretty much cover the field. And it's really been analyzed. The astronauts apparently, Ershov at Caltech, apparently the mine got shut down and went for 15 or for a number of years. And then when they came back, they'd come back to me because I did some of the original research for animals on trace minerals, if not only the research at that time. And apparently Dr. Ershov at Caltech researched this, and my understanding is the astronauts take this to stop bone loss when they're walking in space at negative gravity. And in people for osteoporosis, I don't think there's anything better, ever.
Well, I find what you said about the fertility as, you know, really key, because we have people in this country that are struggling with fertility. And I would think in the animal world, especially if you have a champion, dog or horse or something like that, you definitely want to be able to, like, you know, have put that that animal to reproduce. So
well, they have to have maximum health to proper reproduction anyway, and then to maintain after the offspring, you know, hits the ground, to maintain that offspring and maintain themselves, they need to have all these micronutrients to make sure that their health is solid.
So really, like, starting before conception with the supplementation, that's probably the best way to go, because then, you know, and then all the way through the whole process, and, you know, making sure they're getting this concentrated mineral source. So I was wondering, like, if you have these minerals and that your animal gets sick, like, what would be some of the things you would recommend for them to do with the minerals for a sick animal?
For example, with a stomach intestinal upset, the natural kaolin usually will settle that. Makes a huge difference for people with acid reflux, like you can't believe. Also with chronic parasitism, parasites tend to live in a pH in the gut of 6 to 6.5. This particular calcium montmorillonite is 8.3 pH, and when you change the pH of the gut like that many times, then the environment changes and the parasites can't live. And there are reports where the parasites have been shed. One of the interesting things that people are so fearful of, obviously, which they should be, is your resistant staph infections, your MRSA, your flesh-eating bacteria. And the thing that stops that cold in its track is taking a pack of this calcium montmorillonite or your French living clay, and it will kill MRSA right now. And I think how it does it is it changes its environment so that it, in fact, the bacteria just can't grow in that kind of an environment. It's just like a tumor. With a tumor growing rapidly, it burns up glucose. And with the glucose, the end product is acid, so the tumor can continue growing and spreading. In an alkaline situation, the tumor can't grow rapidly, and two, the colonies of malignant cells that are sent throughout the body cannot be set up, so you don't get what they call metastatic tumors. And this is something they've done with sodium bicarbonate. With a pH of 8, they're infusing it into tumors in people. I'm looking at it with the calcium montmorillonite, using it possibly with DMSO, so it's less invasive. But, yeah, there's just so many applications here. You can't believe it. And they're wonderful, and they work.
Well, we're going to have to take a break here, but we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Plechner's syndrome. This is something that Dr. Plechner has discovered throughout his years of research, and he's going to tell us just how important that is when we come back. So please stay tuned.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit ionchargeminerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Have you ever wondered what women really think? Are you a man who can't stand that all the hot women are dumb as rocks? Ladies, are you tired of biting your tongue to avoid being labeled a slut or called dramatic? If so, we would love to hear from you.
Let's get to the bottom of why he doesn't return your text messages, why she has a password lock on her phone, and why ladies' nights and mancations are completely acceptable.
Tune in to eavesdrop on our opinions and our experiences regarding everything from the best places to meet hot women, to find a sugar daddy, and to have your hair and nails done.
Girl Talk Radio Hour, every Thursday at 6 p.m. Finally, two sexy, successful women who love to say it like it is.
Naya, 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 recycle. Naya, 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 recycle.
Naya, Canada's most environmentally conscious bottled water, is very proud to announce that its already recyclable bottles are now made from 100% recycled plastic. Naya is the first bottled spring water in the world to do that. So in addition to its recycling activities, Naya uses no new plastic to make its water bottles.
Naya, Naya, Naya.
A natural source of progress.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back, Smart Health Talk listeners. Well, we have Dr. Plechner here as a veterinarian, and he's actually discovered something pretty revolutionary through all his work. And that's called, he calls it Plechner Syndrome. And first of all, I just wanted to, you know, mention that before we kind of get into that, I want to lead up to that through the fact that my 4.5-year-old puppy, Duke, who's a Cairn Terrier, Dr. Plechner gave him his first exam last Sunday, and he asked me several questions during the exam as far as, like, vaccinations that he's had, that kind of a thing. And we did do a blood test on Duke. And so could you explain, like, why we did the blood test, Dr. Plechner?
Yeah, it kind of gets into, one, it gets into vaccination, vaccines, if you will. It mainly what it says is, with vaccines, does the patient have the ability to make protective antibodies? And in this day and age, with inbreeding, so on and so forth, many animals don't have the ability. They have a hormone antibody imbalance that disallows production of protective antibodies. So what we did with Duke, and this is something that I think people all ought to think about, is once you've completed your vaccination program as a puppy, very simple, like with Duke, what we did was we did a titer. In other words, we checked to see if protective antibodies have been made. This is very simple to do, a very simple blood test. And in fact, Duke had made protective antibodies. But I've had a number of cases in general where a person, say, lost their dog at 18 months of age to parvo, and they couldn't understand it. They got another puppy. They came to me and said, we want to be guaranteed the dog won't, this puppy won't catch parvo. Well, she was a Harlequin Dame, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Guinevere, as we called her. Anyway, vaccinated her, and at the end of the vaccine program, went ahead and did a titer. There were no antibodies. She did not have the ability to produce antibodies to that vaccine. And this is where many reactions come from. Anyway, to make a long story short, the cause of this I found over the years, and went ahead with a blood test to show the hormones and lack of immunity from the, or literally antibody production from the immune system, and went ahead and got that corrected, and then went ahead and revaccinated Guinevere, and at the end of the time, rechecked her titer. She had plenty of protective antibodies. So there is a mechanism here, which is a hormone control of the immune system. And it needs to be looked at because it is a basis for catastrophic diseases.
So this could be the cause of, like, a wide range of different problems that a dog
allergies,
might be experiencing.
Autoimmunity, cancer, and this is in people and animals. And what's been missed is the syndrome. I call it an atypical cortisol imbalance syndrome. And people can't say that, so they started calling it Plechner syndrome. I really didn't do that. I didn't want my name on it, but that's what they call it. And it's a very simple blood test that can be done, can be run to, you know, show you, show literally your pets, your children, your whole family exactly your abilities to stave off chronic diseases. Anytime there is a chronicity involved with a disease, a health problem, it usually comes down to the fact that there is a hormone imbalance and a loss of control of the immune system.
So these poor dogs that are like scratching themselves and having these different allergies and that, this could be the root of it.
Well, yeah, and they all have a middle layer adrenal cortisol imbalance, like with people. In other words, you know, people are so afraid of cortisone. Oh, my goodness, you can't use cortisone. If you're normal, you produce 30 to 35 units out of the middle layer of your adrenal cortex. If you're not, you then get into trouble. And over the years, I thought, isn't it funny that when people have allergies, animals have allergies, they take a shot of a steroid and they get better? Well, the point of the issue is probably for the last 2, 3, 4, 500 years, unwittingly, a steroid's been given in the face of a steroid deficiency, and it's never been realized. But it has to be used in a certain manner so that it stays as a physiological replacement. It does not incur a pharmacological replacement where you're getting side effects. And that's kind of what the book, that's what the website's about, too. I mean, there's so much information here. But the point of the issue, everything's so segmented now with so many specialists that everybody has a tree, but none of them have this forest. And that's what you want. You know, what we talked about, and Lane and I have talked about, with nutrition, the ability to assimilate the nutrition, your digestive enzymes, your good bacteria, basically the foods you're eating, your micronutrients, and then looking at this mechanism, this is holistic. It is W-H-O-L-E. You have to look at every single segment of good health. You can't hone in on just one thing. That's all good and fine, but that will not make the total difference.
Well, and you did, it's really, you've outlined all this in your book. So if people want to learn more about this, if you have a pet that you have just tried all these different things, and I've read some of these case studies on your website, and some of these people, I mean, they tried everything. I mean, I don't know if I could have been that dedicated with all these different things that they tried, and like nothing worked until they found you. And then it was just like a miracle happened. You just got their pet balanced, and it was like totally different dog. So, you know, the possibilities here, and then, you know, just with how this works within our bodies, too. And we've talked about you coming back in about like 3 weeks because this is something that affects people, too. And I want to kind of get more into detail on exactly how this mechanism works in pets and our bodies so that more people can be aware of it. And there is a blood test, and I do personally want to have this blood test myself and kind of go through that so we can talk about it on the show. And then that way I'll learn some things along the way too that I can relate to our listeners. And, you know, this could be the answer. You know, something
you know
just
what it
like
is,
this.
Elaine, you know what it is? It goes to the cause of catastrophic diseases.
Exactly.
It does not treat just the effect. It goes to why it happened. And then you control that. And the best prevention in the world is doing it early on before you get the medical effects. And then you won't get the medical effects. We've done this with families. I've done this with families with breast cancer all over the world. And you can predict and prevent this. Some of the publications you'll see on Amazon.com actually go into articles that have been published by myself for me in medical journals throughout the world on this. It is what it is. It's just the world's got to realize you need to go to the cause now and not just try to take a pill, try this, try that, and treat the effect. Go to the cause.
Go to the cause.
The effect will take care of itself.
Okay, well, we're gonna have all this information. I'm gonna have a full page on Dr. Plechner. We actually did a video at his office, getting his exam, and did like another mini interview. We'll have that video on there. We're gonna have this interview, links to his book, his website, all that kind of stuff. We'll have it all right there for you. So please check for. I'll have a link on the homepage, and you can look for a Super Ion Man if you're interested in the minerals. And next week we're gonna be broadcasting Goldstein from Expo West, the biggest organic natural food show in the country, and we're going to have some really interesting guests from the show, so be sure and join us next week, and then we're going to have Dr. Plechner back in about 3 weeks or so, and we're going to really dive into this whole Plechner syndrome and try to see if we can all understand it together. So look for our podcast, and if you know anyone that has been experiencing these kind of things or has a pet that's been experiencing, please tell them about our interview with Dr. Plechner and send them to Smart Health Talk. So thank you so much, Dr. Plechner, and everyone stay healthy. And join us next week.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Hi, my name is Don Sazi. If you enjoy the Smart Health Talk theme music, visit my website, www.donsazi.com, to hear the complete song, as well as other great music.
KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM. The station that leaves no listener behind.